This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the program. The username there is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out and get in touch in the way that you think is best. With you in the studio here, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you control the content of the site. What's on the front page was put there by listeners like you, then voted on by listeners like you as well. So go and check it out. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. We're going to jump right into your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, Mark will tell us about the story that we teased last night. We never got to it. The New Jersey boardwalk dress code. One town has decided they're going to tighten things up a little bit with your appearance, and we will find out what that's all about here. First, though, Steve is in California. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I hope you're well. Before I get to my main question, I just thought I'd share a little factoid that your listeners might find interesting.
Sure.
If you misdial and accidentally call 1-800-450-FREE, you know what you get?
Sex line?
Exactly. I accidentally called that number. I thought I was calling Free Talk Live, and I'm going, what's going on here? Anyway, just a little factoid. Anyway,
that's great.
Yeah. So my main question is actually about Bitcoin security, and I know that you guys aren't, you know, officially experts on the subject, but I think you know more than me, so I thought I'd ask.
Okay, go for it.
Great. So I'm wondering, if I first, say, use money from my bank account to buy Bitcoin on Coinbase, and then second, I send those Bitcoins from Coinbase to my Bitcoin wallet in my computer, I'm wondering what kind of anonymity concerns are raised. What kind of risks I'm putting myself at, because I thought that was pretty anonymous, but as I'm learning more about dark wallet, it seems like that procedure I just detailed isn't exactly completely anonymous, right?
Okay, so there's an important thing to know about Bitcoin, and for our listeners just tuning in, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. It's digital. It was created by an anonymous person or persons called Satoshi Nakamoto. It was released to the world about 5 years ago and has since shot up to be the most valued currency in the world, more so than all the other currencies, single units combined. Bitcoin has been an amazing thing to watch. As far as how it works, the blockchain is something that is basically a public ledger. This is kind of the technology behind the Bitcoin. Blockchain is essentially a public ledger, meaning that anyone who wants to can go in and they can look at any Bitcoin wallet address. They can trace the Bitcoins that have gone into that address. They can find out which addresses were those Bitcoins were in prior to being in that address, all the way back to the beginning of Bitcoin time. And that blockchain, that file, or those files exist on every single person's computer who's running the full Bitcoin, what they call the Bitcoin Core client. So ultimately, Bitcoin is, while it can be used anonymously, is ultimately open and everything's completely traceable. So to go specifically to your, and please guys, correct me if I'm getting anything wrong here, but to go specifically to your question, you buy something from a service like, say, Coinbase, they take your cash from your bank account, they put Bitcoin in your wallet account there, you then send those Bitcoin to a different wallet, which you say is your wallet. That's when things start to become, as soon as you move the Bitcoins the first time, that's when there's some level of occlusion that comes into play, because as long as the wallet to which the Bitcoins are being moved is not known as publicly being yours, then there's no way to know whose it is. So for instance, if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, we have our Bitcoin tip jar wallet address there. Everybody knows that's Free Talk Live's Bitcoin wallet tip jar address. It could be obvious that whatever is sitting in that address is Free Talk Live's Bitcoin. But if you have just created a Bitcoin address and you can generate them anytime you want to with the Bitcoin software, there's no way to know unless you tell someone this is Steve in California's Bitcoin address that it's your address. So there's no way for anybody to prove that address is yours, is my understanding.
Right. It's an account number, but it's not necessarily an account number that's associated with a name unless you associate it with a name.
Correct.
So, and Bitcoins are traceable. People can see they go from this person to that person, or this account to that account to that account to that account. And for, you know, if you say create 10 accounts and move Bitcoins in between them, it might, and it's the same amount every time, you know, move 10 Bitcoins over and over again. Somebody might make the conclusion that you're just trying to launder money between accounts, but they also have Bitcoin washing services at blockchain.info that one can use to sort of launder Bitcoins.
There's, you know, I'm not sure how good blockchain's mixing service is. I've never really read that much about it. I've heard that it works. I've also, a lot of people use Bitcoin Fog, which is a Tor-based service. So, you know, if you're using blockchain, you're still logging into a blockchain account. If you're looking for maximum anonymity, you'll want to look into Bitcoin Fog, which is a service on, again, on Tor. So you have to be anonymized in order to get on the website in the first place. So there, Bitcoin Fog doesn't know who you are when you come to the site. It just knows that you're going to send it Bitcoins, and then it's going to mix those Bitcoins in with other people's Bitcoins in small little transactions over a long period of time. Could be as little as 6 hours, could be longer than that. And then they release the Bitcoins into an address, a different address that you specify as the destination address. That way, there's basically no way that's feasible to really trace who's Bitcoins are whose when it all comes out the other end. Now, obviously, you have to trust the Bitcoin service, in this case, Bitcoin Fog, with your Bitcoins for a period of time while they move them about and mix them up. So there are more, I guess, more anonymized ways of using Bitcoin, and there are less anonymized ways. Does that answer your question?
It does, and I guess everything you guys said makes sense. But it sounds like, just in my scenario, it's pretty anonymized to begin with. That if I just move them off of Coinbase to a wallet and I don't identify my name with that wallet.
It's true. So then, I mean, that's the most basic level of protection. But of course, you know, if you're forced to somehow testify against yourself, which I guess you can't be done, that can't happen in a court. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, people can jump to the conclusion, right? Like, those Bitcoins are associated with your name. They may not be yours. Yeah. You could say, oh, I don't know who I gave them to, even though I must have sent them to somebody for some reason. So I would say no would be my answer, is though, no, that is not an anonymized wallet.
Interesting.
Well,
okay.
The only way it would not be anonymous, though, is if you told someone that it was yours. I mean, they could coerce you into telling them that it was yours. So, you know, then I guess
you act like the law enforcement, criminal justice is some kind of fair thing.
No, it's not.
You know, they sweep people up for their associations with whomever.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, at this point, you're associated with whomever it is that has that account that you're talking about.
Well, but it's nobody's business to whom you're sending those Bitcoins. And if you don't tell them, then they won't know.
I recommend not speaking to law enforcement officers without your attorney present.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think Mark raises a valid point, which is if, you know, some authorities came down on me and looked and said, oh, we see your Coinbase account, you keep sending Bitcoins to this wallet, what's going on? And I just say, oh, I just send them to somebody else. It does look a little suspect.
You wouldn't want to answer that question. You wouldn't want to, I mean, if they came and asked you that, you wouldn't want to tell them that.
Absolutely not. I'm wondering then, because I keep hearing about Dark Wallet, and I've read a little bit about this other tool, Dark Wallet. I'm wondering how that, or if that would address my concern at all, or if that's for sort of other purposes than what I've mentioned.
Purportedly, the Dark Wallet would. Dark Wallet is basically kind of an anonymizing system for the Bitcoin network, and I know I've read a little bit about how it works, but I would be remiss in I did try it out, but I'm just trying to say I can't really explain exactly how it works at the moment because, you know, if I said anything, it would be almost speculation on my part. But they seem to know what they're doing. It seems to be a really smart idea. Unfortunately, the Dark Wallet, when I tried it, was in an alpha state, and I believe it still is in an alpha Alpha software, they really, in my opinion, should not have released. It is not working at this time, or did not work well when I tried it, and I don't know if it has been updated since then. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. And Steve, thanks for your call tonight. Hopefully that helped someone. So yeah, there are ways to use Bitcoin anonymously. If there weren't ways to use Bitcoin anonymously, then there'd be a whole lot of people who would be under arrest for their operations on the Silk Road. There were thousands of people operating on the Silk Road. I think like 100,000 customers and several thousand sellers. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Can education be separated from the state? Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. These transcripts are given to potential employers as proof of coursework. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of getting a transcript associated with your name, you can obtain cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Then, apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your government-sanctioned name. Since mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously, you can be sure that you will not be discriminated against or shown favoritism due to your race, gender, political or religious views, and so on. There is only one factor by which you will be judged: your ability to reason. Be at the vanguard of separating education from the state by visiting mathgate.info.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is Google's head officer, Eric Schmidt, a Marxist? Johnny Ray has a story about that. Also, Mark will be telling us about a boardwalk dress code, perhaps crackdown, coming to New Jersey. We will share that with you. And also, you can join us on the phones here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We were just talking about Bitcoin and anonymizing your Bitcoin. Bitcoin's a really amazing currency, and it's making things possible that haven't been possible before. And one of the things you can do with Bitcoin is you can get a discount over at modup.net. We've talked about modup.net as your source for modafinil. It's something that could get you out of your rut, give you the focus you need, and help you get things done. Back studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them that critical edge that they need. Check it out at modup.net, M-O-D-U-P.net. They offer fast delivery for guaranteed high-quality modafinil worldwide at an amazing price. If you pay with Bitcoin, because they're a supporter of the Bitcoin community, you will save 33%. And if that wasn't good enough, add discount code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Now, remember, code FTL. Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility as a customer to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So do your research, and when you're ready, go and visit modup.net. Get great service at a great price. And great modafinil. That's modup.net, code FTL. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the story. New Jersey, apparently there's yet another one of these clothing restriction laws, a dress code, in effect in one town in New Jersey. And I'm wondering if this is the same town. I remember there was a liberty activist who was arrested for basically having kind of one of those Borat-style bathing suits. For anybody who's seen the movie Borat, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It is like a stripe almost, like striped down one side of the chest, kind of in a V.
Two.
Right down. Well, one, yeah, two stripes down your chest like a V, and then it goes the crotch area.
It's a V from your shoulders to your crotch.
There you go.
Isn't that called a wicked weasel?
I don't know what it is, but it's completely inappropriate for man to wear, I've got to say.
So anyway, I'm wondering if it's that same town. I'm not really sure about that, but Mark, do you have that story you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, from PoliceStateUSA.com, Wildwood, New Jersey. People who do not dress in a manner that is deemed acceptable by the government are subject to penalties in this New Jersey shore resort town. According to the government, people must cover their feet, must wear shirts after 8 p.m., and must never allow their pants to sag below 3 inches below their waistline while walking on the popular Wildwood Boardwalk. And I wonder about that. What is the waistline of what? Your outer garment? Your inner garment? Which garment does it matter on as far as your waistline? And, you know, where is your waistline? There's some people, and where do you measure it from?
Yeah.
Like, if you've got a big pot belly, and you measure from, say, the navel,
it's going to be a lot larger than if you measure
crotch. You know, a man with a flat stomach versus a man with a large stomach, and your pants sit naturally where it is. I'm pointing out here that when you start deciding where waistlines differ in individuals. I hear that a woman's waistline is supposed to be at her navel. A man's waistline is an inch and a half below his navel.
Huh.
But that's just some number that somebody put in GQ or something, right?
By the way, I did pull up some information here. The last time we talked about New Jersey boardwalks with dress codes was actually a place called Asbury Park, which is about an hour and 45 minutes north of Wildwood. So this is a completely different boardwalk with a different policy.
I can't imagine the kind of problems they're having in order to put this policy in place.
Well, apparently people with pants down around their butts or whatever.
Fashion cops are prepared to stop pedestrians, issue them tickets for inappropriate or incorrectly worn clothing. Penalties include fines ranging from $25 to $200. Violators may be sentenced to up to 40 hours of community service. Can you imagine going to Wildwood for a little weekend or whatever, and you get slapped with a $200 fine and 40 hours of community service? Where are you going to be going? I mean, do you have to do it in Wildwood? 40 hours? I mean, you're going to be spending a lot on hotels while you stay there and try to fulfill your community service.
You know, this, it's really amazing that here we are in 2014 and these laws are still out there. This is not the first time something like this has ever existed. There have been beach codes for a long time, especially in New Jersey.
You remember the old black and white picture of the guy with the tape measure measuring the gal's skirt above her knee to her knee?
That's all this is.
It's all it is. It's just
Nothing has changed.
Just another version of that. So it's very interesting.
Can you run down the restrictions again one more time for me?
Well, in this case, it's your feet must be covered. You must wear shorts.
Really?
Shirts after 8 p.m. and never allow your pants to sag below 3 inches below your waistline.
What kind of beach? I mean, this is on the beach. Your feet have to be covered?
It's on the boardwalk, so it's near the beach. Mayor Ernest.
No sandals?
What does it mean? I don't know what to tell you.
What does it mean to be covered? There's a strap there over the top of my foot. Is that covered?
I don't know.
Does it need 100% coverage?
I remember some flip-flops at one point that were like, it was just a sole glued to your foot. Now, I'm not saying that this was a good idea, but I know it existed.
Huh.
And, you know, so therefore...
When was that? Like the 80s or 90s?
I can't remember exactly when I saw this, but...
Pre-prison or...
I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Believe me, I use that as a milestone in my own thinking, trying to figure it out, but I could not tell you. I think it was in the 80s. I'm not sure. Mayor Ernest Triano Jr. defended the dress code, saying that it adds a little bit of decency to our town. The boardwalk provides access to the beach and numerous tourist attractions. It is common for people to wear beach attire. This is the second summer the law has been in effect. Other New Jersey towns also empower police officers to enforce morality and modesty upon pedestrians.
Jeez.
Cape May, New Jersey, requires no person, either male or female, shall be attired in a bathing suit, trunks, or other than usual dress in any public street or any public place after 7 p.m. prior to 7 a.m. With the reference to the boardwalk or promenade, usual dress includes appropriate footwear.
What the hell?
You know, being from Sarasota...
A beach town,
Sarasota, Florida. Beach city. I'm used to people walking around in bathing suits.
Sure, downtown. I mean, you'll see it every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, people, if they're comfortable, if a woman's comfortable walking around in a bikini, she's not going to get any trouble in Sarasota for doing it.
You'll certainly.
They don't want your anal cleft showing, though. However, you mayn't have a thong.
Ah, really?
Yes.
No thongs allowed in
No
Sarasota.
Thongs along. Thongs, thong, thong,
Even
thong.
On the beach, you cannot have a thong?
That is correct. It was at one point, at least.
It sounds to me like these folks in New Jersey are just trying to attract a certain demographic to come in summer. Maybe they've got hordes of teenagers who are causing mischief and hooliganism and so forth. And
they want the snooty people who want to make sure they wear full shoes to the beach. Hank, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855 450 free. You can share your thoughts on dress codes for outdoors. This, everywhere apparently, every street, is Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial on in here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And don't forget to send a contact request first before you do that. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget to visit us at freetalklive.com.
Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. They're killing the mortgage industry. But the mortgage minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, found some ways around these rules and organizations. Private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things look pretty good. Stated income loans are back. They were truly less trouble than traditional mortgages in the past. So just go ahead, state your income, truthfully, obviously, and then get a loan. Rates are great. It's never been easier to get a loan. If you need to refinance or get cash out or you're buying a new home, call the Mortgage Minute guy. He's the guy to talk to. He's been advertising with Free Talk Live for at least a couple years, and he's been on talk radio for many years, running a very successful business. A lot of people have trusted him. A lot of people got the best deal through MortgageMinuteGuy.com. You can give him a call at 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
We'll come back with more of a New Jersey town, and they're not the only one that has boardwalk and, it sounds like, town-wide dress code that you cannot have a bathing suit on or any sort of swimwear if you're walking around town after 7 o'clock at night through 7 in the morning?
I think it's 8 p.m. in Wildwood, and then there's another town where it's 7 p.m., you know.
Regardless, it's my understanding it's not just on the boardwalk. Or maybe it was the other town that wasn't on the boardwalk. It was just the entire town.
It's just interesting that they're, you know, a beach town says no bathing suits.
Yeah, and that you have to have full shoes wherever it is you go on the boardwalk, that apparently sandals or bare feet are entirely...
I wouldn't go out on that limb. I don't know for certain if that's what they mean by a foot being covered, but okay. You would think that that's what they mean.
When I wear a sandal, I'm enjoying that my foot is not covered. That is the reason why I'm wearing it.
It's a story, and as you know, every time you read a news story, something's wrong.
You take liberties with the story in the news. That's certainly true. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, whether it's on the dress code. We can talk more about that here in a moment, or whatever happens to be on your mind. We've got Hung Like Jesus on the line.
God, you got to be kidding me.
Via Skype. Hello there, Hung. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Johnny Ray. Am I coming through?
Yep, we hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I have just a comment. And I've been a long-time listener, and I've called a few times in there before. And the last couple of months or so, this person, Witt, or whatever his name is, isn't calling in. It's been really derailing this show. And I know I speak for a few other listeners when I say, please either block him or have him just call in one night a week on a Friday or something. Because I truly don't want to hear him go on about whatever it is he's going on about.
Yeah, sorry, I can't do that. I understand that some people don't like some people who call, but it's always been that way. Everybody has their favorite callers, and they have their callers that they don't like. And, you know, Free Talk Live is an open phone show. We have banned one person in the past, and that was Dave in New York, and that was because he kept calling about the same thing over and over. Dave is now unbanned from the show. He was good. He stayed away for a couple months, and the ban has now been removed, and... so, you know, I apologize about that, but feel free to bring something to the table that you want to discuss. Yeah, I mean, if other people call into the show, that makes it harder for people like Witt to get on. I mean, it's an open phone show for a reason.
Right, and that's really one of the limitations of Free Talk Live. If you think of this as a radio program, Witt's one of our records that we play. It may not be a song that you like, but it's one we have simply because he calls in. What we really need are better callers.
Right. That is a good analogy. He's more like a scratch CD.
Love it.
One thing I had on my mind for a little while now, and it's something to do with Johnny Ray, and it's little things that he says, and it's little things that he said in the past, and a little something he said tonight. But I think he has a few racist rivets to pop, if I can take that from Mark.
Really? What did you hear him say?
Rivets? I think he's just got screws loose.
It's not anything, you know. And
he's barely said anything tonight.
I sympathize with
maybe not tonight. That wouldn't be fair. Maybe not tonight.
I'm with you so far, hon. I think I'm fairly racist.
It's some little things he said in the past. I mean, I'm not offended by it because whatever. But it's just some little things he said in the past that that struck me as being he has a little bit of intolerance.
Is it a country accent? What is it?
No, because I'm from North Carolina as well. It's all right. One thing in particular he said, it's been a while ago. He said he saw when he was back home or wherever he was, I'm not sure. He saw
a black guy
with a white girl, and it did something to him. And yes. That got the ball rolling. It just made my ears prick up, and then I just, you know, started listening a little bit closer, and he said a few other things.
Yeah, I remember... The feeling, first of all, you know, that wasn't just one isolated, that I'm not speaking of any one particular time. I'm just thinking of times when I was young. And when I was in the South, you know, there's loads of black people in the South. So I was exposed to black folks regularly. And
is that what they call them in the South?
Black folks.
I'm joking. So
I remember feeling... My insides twist up a little bit, like
right. when you saw an interracial couple.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain.
Was your grandfather a racist or something? Was there racism in your family?
Not that I know of, but I'm pretty sure that he was just because of the generation that he was from. Now I've changed myself since then, and I think it's a beautiful thing that people of all colors are free to associate with one another in whatever way they want.
So you're saying it doesn't make you feel the same way as it did in the past?
No, but I think there's a little vestigial something inside me that still isn't completely extinguished.
I don't think it's extinguished in
anybody.
Maybe
you're just upset because you know that once you go black, you never go back, so you know you won't have a chance.
Well, I...
Well, here's what I'd have to say. The fact is that I used to feel similarly at one point in my life, and I think that it was to some extent jealousy, right? Like, I don't get to have all the women in the world.
And that's what I'm saying.
What do you say? That doesn't sound like anything.
You wouldn't have a chance with her because you're a white guy.
No, that's not what I meant. I think it's something that people need to look at. This is the root of racism, right? Racism seems to be centered around sexual congress somehow. Yes. I think it is. I mean, I think Ice-T, or is it Ice-T? Yeah, he said something like, here's how to figure out if you're a racist. If your daughter brings home a black guy and it upsets you, or something, that's obviously not a verbatim quote. And... yeah, I think that's something to look at, right? Like, that's the place to you can really decide there whether or not that's it.
Furthermore, in the generation that I grew up in, and in Asheville, to a great extent, blacks and whites were segregated because so many black people, for whatever reason, their lifestyle was subsidized, so they lived in subsidized housing. They all lived together, and they had their culture, and then the white people had a different culture, and there was some mixing, but not much. So not only were they a different color, but they were a different culture, and I couldn't relate to them as well. Although the Ray brothers were more down with brothers because we played. My dad felt it was important for us to be tolerant of people. So when we played youth soccer, and my dad would drive. He was a coach, and we would drive into Hillcrest in Asheville, and we would pick up a van full of people who lived in Hillcrest, and Hillcrest was predominantly black folks, and we played soccer with them. And I mean, this sounds so trite, but some of my best friends were black.
I want to hear what Hung Like Jesus has to say. Go ahead, sir.
You know, I had a thought when he said that last thing. It just threw me off. I don't think, you know, and I've been a black in my entire life. I don't think the black people being subsidized and living together, I don't know where that comes from. I mean, I know where it comes from, but that's not been my experience.
I have questions about this.
Okay, well, hold with your questions, and Hung, can you stick with us?
Yes.
All right, more with, and the guy's name is Hung Like Jesus. I mean, I think that's relevant to the conversation here. 855, 453, more coming up here.
I don't know, but it makes me angry.
On Free Talk Live.
Human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the red planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show like our Skyper at the moment, Hung Like Jesus. We will bring back his call here in a moment. And, of course, take yours about anything you want to discuss. Still to come here tonight, Johnny Ray will be telling us about the head of Google. Maybe he's a Marxist. Some news report recently suggests he has been attending a Marxist conference of some sort. You need ProXPN. You need to check it out. If you care about privacy, go to proxpn.com/FTL and learn more about this amazing service. You can actually start and try out for free when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account. It's only $5 a month. We'll give you the special discount code here in a moment that allows you to get that deal. But what is ProXPN? Well, it's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data. Everything coming in and going out of your computer is encrypted by ProXPN software on your computer or by ProXPN servers, depending on which way the data is going. Either way, your internet service provider is out of the loop. As soon as you install and operate ProXPN software, which you can download for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices at proxpn.com/FTL, as soon as you start with ProXPN, you're encrypted and your ISP will be clueless about where you're going and what you're typing online. Right now, they may be logging that information for up to 5 years. So you can put a stop to it by going to proxpn.com/FTL and then use promo code FTL20 when you sign up for the premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to which you may connect, as well as the ability to privately torrent. And you can get past originally blocked websites as well. So if you're visiting one of those countries with restrictions on where you can go, restrictions don't apply if you're using ProXPN.
Or you work at a workplace that, you know, might
or
keep you
school,
or,
sure.
You know, a whole variety of reasons.
ProXPN.com/FTL, and again, the promo code FTL20 saves you 20% for the lifetime of the account. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose except your privacy, and they don't keep records of your online habits at ProXPN. So ProXPN.com/FTL. We bring Hung Like Jesus back on the line. And you are back on Free Talk Live. You were talking about the idea of, you know, you'd heard Johnny Ray kind of drop some language previously,
some clues,
some
red flags.
some suggestive language that might have revealed some racist tendencies. But I don't know if that's necessarily
true.
Sound
like Confederate flags to me, Johnny Ray.
I do have a Confederate flag belt buckle.
He did admit to having a similar concern as you, hung like Jesus, and I just wanted to continue that discussion. Mark, you had a question, I think, as
right.
well.
Right. Specifically, Hung, what you had suggested was is that you're not sure why what it seems to be generally black people live together. Obviously, it's not true. It's just generally true, right?
Right.
Well, isn't it true the reverse, that white people and Hispanic people also tend to live together?
I don't know. So I don't know if
that was the way it was where I was growing up in Sarasota, Florida, where there were very distinct areas of population color, and it seemed like, you know, no one was enforcing that. It was just happening on its own.
So I lived on a street in Sarasota also where we had, you know, one Asian family and mm-hmm. a black family and a bunch of white people, right? And if we're going to designate based on ethnicity, this was what I saw. And, you know, that was great. It was awesome. It was the kind of integration I would like to see. And what you'd pointed out, Hung, was that most black people aren't on the dole, but as a percentage of the population, certainly they're the largest percentage as far as ethnicity goes on the dole. Why is it they don't, most of them don't have to live together. Why do they?
I guess people, excuse me, I guess people, live where they're comfortable. I guess they, you know, I guess you want to be around people that are like you and share whatever it is that you share together.
Well, you may have to live together if it's a, you know, the projects or whatever.
Now, I'm not talking about people who are getting subsidized housing here, Ian.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'm talking
someone
about people
receiving
who are
a check,
not getting subsidized housing.
So someone just getting a check from someone.
What do you mean
department?
A check?
No. You were talking.
Okay, Ian.
You were talking about people who are
Ian,
on welfare
went,
living
go,
together.
Go back typing on your computer because you're jumping in the middle of this one. The fact is I'm asking, black people tend to live together even if they're not getting a check from the government.
Ah, okay.
I want to know why. Because I would love to have black people, you know, I want a certain, I want a mixed neighborhood. I love the idea of racism not existing, and it really doesn't tend to exist in places like the Asian family on my street. Nobody's talking about, hey, why are there Asians on the street? Nobody even said that. It's because Asians are pretty well integrated in most places in the United States. And I just kind of wonder why. Why can't we just get some integration going in neighborhoods? Because that seems like the easiest thing to do.
But also we have to realize that sometimes families are directed into certain areas.
Yep.
And some families are directed away from certain areas.
Yep.
And that's just the reality of it. And I think that goes on a lot more than we think.
You think it still goes on? Because certainly historically, I mean, this historically.
By directed, do you mean by like a landlord who doesn't want to rent to black people?
Well, I'm talking about if someone wants to go and buy a house, the real estate agent will direct them into a part of town and say, you know, well, we figured you'd probably be comfortable here or whatever they whatever they may tell them. I'm not sure if you know if that's still going on today, but I'm sure it went on in the past.
I'm certain it went on in the past. And but the thing about a real estate agent has never directed me towards or against. I bought a house in the black neighborhood in Sarasota. We bought it as a rental, but I lived there for a while I was fixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whatever. Things were fine. My car, it wasn't vandalized or anything like that.
But also the buyer may also throw clues and hints to, you know, I don't want to be around or I want to be around, you know, people that share my same interests or whatever kind of codes they use. And of course, the real estate agent can pick up on those things and direct them to the place where, you know, he has people of his own interests.
Well, how much of the people who are, you know, organizing themselves together, how much of that comes from the past? I mean, like you were saying, some of these things might have happened more often in the past, but once people settle into a place, a lot of them don't move very far away from home. So is it possible that, you know, where we're coming from, Mark, or Johnny Ray, you had this as well in Asheville, with people seeming to voluntarily segregate themselves by skin color, is it just that we're still kind of rolling on the momentum of the last several decades, and that's just, you know, because that's the way it was in the 60s is the way it still mostly is today, barring a few exceptions of people who've moved out and moved elsewhere?
Well, of course, that could be the case, but I think more so it's people just living where they're comfortable. Because I don't want to have neighbors who just, you know, who glare at me every day. And
who wish you weren't there.
Yeah.
I see my property value diminishing every time you come out of my your house.
Right. You know, people just want to be where they're comfortable. And, you know, I would be comfortable having black neighbors as opposed to having a white neighbor who hates me. And I can feel it.
I got it. I mean, I guess that's just it. I don't know what to do about it. I wish it wasn't the case.
I think we got a couple neighbors that hate this house because of the political viewpoint of the people that that hold it. So we're having some similar discrimination here in Keene, New Hampshire, though it's based on ideology, not not based on skin color.
Yeah, well, you get to pick it as opposed to somebody who's born black, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. I mean, you still have people threatening. We still have. We've had a guy roll by here over the last 24 hours multiple times. He has been very, very threatening and intimidating towards activists. In fact, even coming over to Social Sundays this week and stopping by and accusing us of hiring a hitman against him. I mean, so he's not only threatening but also seems to be a little bit nuts.
Yeah. If you move to another town and keep your mouth shut about your politics, you're not going to have any trouble. If Hung here moves to another town, he's going to be black still.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
I think it's evident that we're moving into a post-racial world.
No.
At a glacial pace.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe
well,
so.
Hung, you say no, right?
Why is that? I don't see that at all. That's not I don't even know where that even came from. This post-racial thing is just a fantasy. I don't even know where that even started from. I guess when Obama got elected.
How much?
Yeah,
are you
I mean, I think that's the example that comes to my mind. Sitting here, you know, having all with all my white privilege, right? I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, well, I mean, exactly when do we get there? You know, we've got a black president. You know, this is the highest position in the world a black person has gotten.
The Obama presidency to me has nothing to do with it, or it's a consequence of something else. Where it's coming from with me is that there were interracial couples at my high school, and there were more same race couples than interracial couples, but there were still plenty of interracial couples. And in my dad's time, it wouldn't have been like that at all. So there was just a big difference between those two in time. And I think that trend is carrying forward. I think the kids in school now would be much more amused at the idea of racism. And I don't know. I think the internet is the answer to everything, and the internet is bringing people together.
All right, Hung, so you said that you didn't think that was the case, that you say it is not a post-racial world. And no. I'd love to get a more of an explanation as to why you think that. Do you want to hang through the news and do that, or are you good?
Yeah, I'll stick here.
Cool. I appreciate the discussion, the extended discussion with Hung Like Jesus. He is online via Skype. You can get on there just like he is, and our Skype username for you is lrn.fm. You're welcome to throw your thoughts into the discussion here on Free Talk Live.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call. Click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $219 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Longevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.